Welcome back to Dog Fresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan. I'm here with David.
Every fucking time I gotta stop doing, I should just be ready and I can do this after. Sorry, I'm opening pineapple cake.
I wait until David's doing something, then I'm like, no! And I start.
I mean, I hit the fucking start button. It's my own goddamn fault.
And you're like in the middle of doing shit. It's fucking sick. Yeah. How's your week, David? Chilling?
It's been all right.
Pretty good?
The only thing I really did this week was of note, I guess. Mm-hmm. The only thing I really did of note this week was I've signed up for the thing. What's JLPT?
Ooh, what level are you taking? Three?
And three, yeah.
Let's fucking go, so, boys.
Nice. I could probably maybe pass N2, yeah. But if I studied. Yeah. But I felt like because the test is in July, I'm like, I don't have enough time to study the amount, because the jump from 3 to 2 to 1,
it's really big,
it's exponential basically. Right. So I was like, you know what, I'll do three.
Yep.
If I don't pass three,
you'll pause,
then I know, like, okay,
I gotta study one more.
Here's where I need to be, and then I won't be a self-assessed N7.
Yeah. It's very fun, actually. I found a lot of people who are living in Japan or like taking the N exams. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will be like, you know, I've just started studying Japanese, so I'm going to take the N5. And I'm always like, don't even waste your money. Don't take the N5.
Yeah, N5, like, so the other night I was talking with Chihiro, and she was like just going through some of like the vocab and whatever with me.
Yeah. Right?
And it's like stuff like Tenjo.
Yep.
Kabe.
Yuka. Mizu.
Yeah, it's not quite like. Ota. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But it's like more specific. Like this one was specifically for stuff that's in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, what's the tap called in your kitchen?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Jaguchi.
Is it jaguchi?
Jaguchi.
It's not tapu.
No, it's not tapu.
It's not sinku.
Go on. No. Do you know what the kanji is for it?
But jaguchi?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's like literally something like snake mouth.
Yeah. That's what I remember. I remember it being really weird. Like, yeah. I think when I was going over the N5, N4 kanji, most of them like, easy. Then you get someone, you're like, the fuck? Why is this
so
here?
You know what? I've realized this now because I've started to like look more into like study resources
for
Japanese. Kanji books are bullshit.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you why kanji books are bullshit.
I'm listening. Go on.
90% of the fucking time, none of that kanji is by itself.
Here we go.
It makes no fucking sense to study that. Like, it's good to know that like water means water, right? So you can make some kind of an educated guess if it shows up.
But outside of that,
if it shows up in a word,
you fucked.
If you don't know the other kanji that word, it's useless, right?
This is why I've said the best kanji book I ever had in my entire life was called Basic Kanji 1. And it's a red, completely red book, just has basic kanji on it. And the entire book is basically you learn the base kanji, and then it starts telling you like, hey, these are the places you're going to see this kanji in the most, like the compounded kanji for the level you're at.
Yeah, there's, really I think good. It's, maybe it's on Jisho or it might be on Imiwa. Mm. I don't know.
Imiwa. Like Imiwa's the best, worth every penny.
But whenever you search up a kanji, it has like a ranking of like how common this kanji shows up.
Yep.
And like, I would think, to be honest, if you know like the base most common, like 200 kanji,
you probably
could read a lot of stuff.
You're pretty good, yeah. I got a book recently. It's about like Japanese religion.
Yeah.
And it's from this really interesting series of basically like the page on the left is in full Japanese and the page on the right is in English.
Okay, so it's like translated.
Read with me type thing. It's amazing for like studying languages and studying like kanji that you don't normally see every day. So I was like, what book am I going to get that's going to be like, I'm actually struggling to read the Japanese side of this. I was like, cool, religion.
Right.
I don't know shit about Japanese religion, really. And I don't know shit about Japanese kanji when it comes to religion.
Right.
I'll get that
book.
Might as well.
And but that's also weird too, specifically because of the subject matter, because like Japanese like religious texts will be in Chinese.
Yes.
So yes. There's probably kanji that is like only ever used in that.
Yeah.
And like, I would guarantee that there's Japanese people like, I've never, what the fuck? This is Chinese.
This is
like,
Chinese,
I don't know
yeah.
what the fuck this
it's
is.
Really, so when you get to that, those weird, like only ever used in like a mantra somewhere in deep
yeah,
text,
yeah, yeah.
like religious mm-hmm. whatever kanji, it has like furigana above it.
Yeah.
And then a note that says like, this text is only used to describe this one form of God and that's it. And
right.
it's read like this and you'll never see it anywhere else. You probably never see it in this book again because we're done talking about
this.
Shows
up once. Yeah.
We're
yeah,
done
yeah.
talking about this subject.
Yep.
Next chapter, do not remember this kanji. It is useless. Like
yep.
it's like that basically. It's mm-hmm. great. I was reading on the train a couple of days ago and like going to work. And this old woman was like, because I don't have a you know, do you have any stuff like book covers, right? Like book sleeves to hide.
Yeah, yeah.
Hide what you're reading. Can't let the general public know what book you're fucking interested in.
I mean,
in.
Like, let's be real. The book covers are for people looking at pornography.
100%!
Like, there's no reason. Like, it's either like that or Mein Kampf. Like, those are the only two things that you would ever need to cover when 100%. You're on the train.
100%. Listen, unless why are you embarrassed about what you're reading? What are you reading? Show the train.
Right.
Show the train.
The O.J. Simpson book.
Bro, he's like,
if I did it, I'll do it again.
Fucking, I'll do it again, dude.
Yeah.
Man sweating bullets reading the secret text. Like, uncover your books.
Mm. Yeah.
Bring them out to the open. Like, because if not, I think you're doing something shady, like 110%. So like, I'm on the train reading this book and this old woman next to me is like, oh, are you reading about, in English, by the way. Mm-hmm. Oh, are you studying Japanese religion? Are you a Japanese religion major? And I'm like, no, I'm going to work right now. This is just like a book I'm reading. And she's like, oh, what makes you interested in Japanese religion? And I'm like, I'm not really. I'm just kind of studying kanji from this book. You know how it is. And she's like, oh, man, you know, if you like Japanese religion. And I'm like, ooh, my fucking cult senses are going mad right now. I was like, ooh, my hairs are standing on end. Ooh, I sense a cult coming out somewhere, dude. But I was like, I don't want to peg every old woman who speaks really good English as part of a cult. So I'm like, Noah Bar-chan, tell me about this, what I should do if I like religion. She's like,
yep.
Have you heard about the Fuji, I forgot what it's called, the Fuji people.
Yeah, 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 the weirdo Fuji people.
Yeah, she's like, hey, this weirdo Fuji people, da, 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 da. And I'm like, I'm staring at someone, and I'm like, oh, God, she's going to whip out a pamphlet and be like, hey, come join this fucking religion. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the twist. She goes, have you heard about these are Fuji people? They worship Fuji and they come to your door sometimes? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you know, they come. This is suspicious things to do. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, whatever you do, do not believe a word they say. It's a massive cult. And I'm like, what a twist. Are you M. Night Shyamalan? What a twist.
Yep.
I didn't see this fucking coming. She's like, be careful because they, you know, they'll try and make you go to their church. It's all a cult.
I don't understand why they want foreigners to join their cult so much.
It just seems more like, what's the word? It seems more official. If it's all Japanese people in like this weird cult thing.
Then it's definitely a cult.
It's definitely a cult. Like, I'm like, well, this is 100% a cult.
One
like,
guy gin, now it's a party.
But what's global?
Yeah.
Global? Wow. Yeah, I guess I'm joining. Like, right. If I walk into a cult party, Kool-Aid on the table, and I'm like, a lot of Japanese people in here, a little bit suspicious. Holy shit, is that Matt Smith? Gang.
It just legitimizes their yeah. the whole group. Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. The whole group's legitimized. I'm like, cool. This is a global effort. You've got a preacher from the States? Legitimate. That, from what I'm hearing, is you have chapters in other countries. Gang.
This is just like the religious version of, yeah, I have a lot of black friends.
Literally. Yeah, our text is translating to various religions.
Yep.
Well, what do you know about it, dude? But
yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck me. So you taking the JLPT?
Yeah. Fuck so me. That's going to be like my next probably 2 months-ish is just studying for
the JLPT?
That. Yeah. The test is in start of July, like July 7th, which I think is a
yeah.
Sunday.
It's always on a Sunday.
Yeah, but yeah, so that'll be interesting. We'll see how that goes. And then if I pass 3, then it's like, okay, well.
You'll pass.
I'm at 3.
You'll pass.
Only up from here.
Only up from here, honestly.
And then getting N2 will be like a big boon. And I think like, regardless of if I pass or don't pass, just studying, period, is already an improvement.
It's honestly, yeah. So start of the financial year, just before the end of the financial year, which is the end of March, I was like, okay, I need to like work out a new So I used to do this thing where I'd have days where I would solidly do one thing no matter what. And it was days that, like, no matter what happens, you can definitely find time to do this one thing, no matter what. And for me, it was like going to the gym. And I was like, well, if I'm like in this school that I'm working at, the gym is on my way home. Mm. I have to pass the gym to get home. There is no excuse to not just go into the gym, do an hour,
yeah,
do an hour and a half, and then go home from there, you know?
Mm.
So it was like Tuesday, Wednesday, solid gym days. Nothing can distract me. And I was like, that system was really good. And I was really healthy back then. I was like, how do I do the same thing, but now in my big boy job? Now in my like weird schedule. So I worked at this really weird, very inflexible schedule, which is like Monday's like, you know, you can go for a run, you can edit. It's up to you, but you got to do one.
Sure, yeah.
Tuesday, right. It's like, I'm going to be at the office anyway. Go to the gym. Might as well. Wednesday's training. Wednesday's always kickboxing. So I'm going to anyway. I go anyway because it's sparring. It's fun. It's good exercise. And then Thursday, same thing. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the office anyway. Might as well hit the gym. And then Friday, either kickboxing again or like some kind of like running or something. It's a really like solid schedule. And now I have that schedule. I was like, okay, what else can I weave into the schedule? And the only thing I think of was like, Japanese study. I probably like do a little more kanji because my kanji is kind of
like,
dog
just
shit.
Like, right? I just don't. Right, like I just don't study, and like that's the fucking problem, right? I know enough to survive,
yes,
and it's kind of got to that point where I'm like, and I'm okay with that,
yeah,
which I shouldn't be.
No,
I should be moving toward fluency, whereas right now I'm just kind of flat,
like stagnating.
Right?
Yeah. The one constant motivator for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is back when I first came to Japan, there's a story I always tell where I went to a room in a meeting. I went to a meeting with these people that work in the same company for us, and they were like, we've been in Japan for like 10 years. And I'm like, cool, Japanese must be really good. And they're like, we don't speak any Japanese. And I'm like, wow, cool. I never want to be you. That sounds horrendous. Because like, no matter how busy someone is, you can always sneak in an hour or two to study Japanese. You can sneak in an hour a week. In 10 years, you can sneak in an hour a week.
Yeah, that's a little bit. Like, I feel like before I came here, I did my due diligence because I took it in university. Like, it was my minor in university.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know some.
You studied a bit, yeah.
And I can read.
Yeah, better than most, to be fair.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it really, because like today I went to go look at some like, not prep material, but just like, you know, like books and stuff. To like break down what is specifically needed for three into like just something I can wear. I like workbooks.
Same. I got a bunch. They're right? really good.
I like workbooks.
Yeah, same.
But the thing that really hit me, and it hits me kind of fairly often because I do go to the bookstore a lot.
Mm.
It's just like, if you ever go to a bookstore in a foreign country with a language that you cannot read, does it not just like amaze you when you look around and see how many fucking books there are and how much like knowledge could be in those books?
Oh, yeah.
And you have absolutely no access to it.
None. It's crazy.
All of it.
It's crazy.
Like, I look at, like, the business section and, like, the IT section and, like, shit that's, like, way more difficult to understand. And I look at that stuff and I'm like, I'll never be able to read this. Maybe someday in the future, like, far and away. But, like, I look at that and go, that's just knowledge that I could get.
Yeah.
And it's just impossible to decipher.
Can't access it, yeah. Which is crazy to me. I think a lot of like academic work is done in English, and that for obvious reasons it's easier to
study. Share and disseminate. And
but I heard there are like certain fields that different languages are just better at,
right?
And it becomes a case of if you're studying that field in country that language isn't like spoken in predominantly, you then have to also study the language if you want to access like the research they're doing.
Yeah,
you know, like I know there's certain things that Japan does that they do better than other countries when it comes to research. Mm-hmm. And then it comes like translating that like really precise text into English. And it's like,
who's gonna
do it? Who wants to get it done? It's silly.
Ooh, that's a good question, man. How do you feel about polyglots who speak a lot of languages, but just a little? I feel like they don't get to reap most of the benefits.
You don't.
It depends, right?
Yeah.
Because like, what is their proficiency level? Mm. Because I know that there are some polyglots who are like really good.
Oh, yeah,
at fluent. Like, three or four languages and then like kind of dog shit at like eight.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. Yeah.
Right. So if they're already okay. If you speak more than one language, you're already doing good.
You're done better than most.
Right. Yeah. You're doing better than most. Yeah. Right. Even if it's like, I speak, I don't know, like fucking Welsh or something, right? Like,
dang, get it.
Cool. I'm not going to speak Welsh to like literally anyone outside of Wales, typically.
But
there
still
might be like a random dude, but at least I speak another language. I think the more languages that you learn, the next language that you learn is easier.
It is, yeah. That's how it goes.
Because you can typically find like, okay, this is similar to this in this language, or this is similar to, in our case, like, oh, this is similar to English, or... okay, the structure is like closer to French, which I also know, right?
Yeah. It's important. I think learning a little bit of like multiple languages is better than learning no other language at all.
Yeah, nothing of everything. Yeah,
yeah, it's better than going there being like, I can say, I can order some food and I can like have like short conversations in language X. Cool. I'd rather that than you go somewhere and be like, do you have water? Like, right, it's better than that. Like, learn a little bit, it's better. For polyglots who like have... like talent when it comes to learning languages. Like if that was me, I'd be like, yo, I'm going to hit books hard and learn as many languages as I can to like as close to fluency as possible, just because it's cool.
People are giving me shit for speaking Welsh. I'm not saying that Welsh is bad. I'm just saying that the speaker base for Welsh is small.
It's very small.
And very localized.
It's very localized.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be like learning one of those like Indian languages that they only learn
in like a very small region.
Area. It's like, cool, you learned it, but like...
Now what?
Now, yeah.
How do we use this?
You know?
Yeah.
And I hate that that's kind of a way to approach learning languages. It's like, you should learn the biggest, best, most pervasive language.
Yeah, it's
like, okay, then everyone should just learn Chinese or everyone should just learn
Spanish
English
or Spanish. Or
yeah.
Or
right.
It's kind of boring though. I'd rather learn an interesting language than a language that everyone speaks. Like if there was a genie that popped out of nowhere and they were like, hey, I'm going to make you fluent in a language. I'd be like, cool. They're like, okay, you got to choose though. Spanish or like Swahili.
Teach me every language that has under this many speakers.
Bro, I'm down for that. Like Spanish or Swahili, which would you pick? I'm going Swahili. It's fucking sick.
Spanish is useful though.
Spanish is useful, but Swahili is more fun.
Sure.
Like you speak Spanish, everyone goes, why do you speak Spanish?
Spanish.
Cool. So does the vast majority of that side of the planet. Good job. You've done something that those guys can do. Good luck. Swahili's sick. Because people can be like, how the fuck do you learn Swahili? Where did you go to study this? It's way more interesting. Like if someone learned Spanish, I don't go, oh, wow, how did you learn Spanish? I assume you've learned it from parent and or school and or in situation where you can learn Spanish. French, same thing. I'm like, cool.
I mean, it's all working toward this like world where we all speak a common language. I think that's a weird divider that exists now is that we
languages.
Don't, yeah. Is that we don't all speak a common language.
Thanks, Tower of Babylon.
Yeah, well, you know.
Bastards.
I mean, they tried to. They made a language. They made a universal language. You ever heard of it?
No.
It's Esperanto.
Esperanto?
Esperanto.
It was a fucking universal... Sarsaparilla spinoff.
Yeah.
Fuck off,
no,
mate.
It's called Esperanto. Do you want me to... I'll give you some.
Can you?
Yeah.
Bring up Esperanto.
Yes,
dude,
Esperanto.
That's fucking go.
Esperanto's alphabet consists of 28 characters in a modified Roman script.
I feel about the Romans.
But let
scripts.
Me see. I want to see. It even has its own sign language because it's cool like that. I put Esperanto alphabet. I just want to know about the wiki. It is the world's most widely spoken constructed international auxiliary language.
Meaning, I've never heard of it. Why are you lying to me?
Meaning it is a language that doesn't have a country of origin. Like, it's a language that is not a native tongue of any country.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. I got a good question. Dan said, at what level do you think you can say you speak a language? I have a...
Do you have an answer for this?
I have an answer, yeah. I have an understanding. So, I think this. So... Your level doesn't determine, the tests you complete, the certificates you have don't determine the level you speak a language. I've put it this way. I say I'm fluent or at least like conversational or I can quote unquote speak a language when I can forget a word in the language and then describe what I'm talking about or trying to say in that same language.
Mm.
That's how you, because in English, when you forget a word, what do?
you describe
you
what
describe
you're the, thinking of.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, it's the thing, you know, the water comes out in the kitchen and you go, the sink, the tap,
it's made
the
of
faucet.
Metal. Mm. You turn the knobs.
Yeah. And if you can do that in the language you're learning, you're good. Mm. It's more about like, can the person understand you? Can you describe what you're talking about in the case that you've forgotten the word? So in Japanese, well, there's so many times where I'll be in like a bar or something talking to people mm-hmm. and I won't forget the word. I just won't know the word.
Right.
And I'll just be like, oh, you know, I'll just like explain what it is. And they'll be like, oh, it's this. I'm like, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know if that's the correct answer, but I'm like,
it's definitely that because like, you said it.
I've described it. You've said it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's agreed. That's the word. And I go,
okay, cool.
That's the word. Thanks, man. That's what I was thinking about. Then everyone goes, man, you're so fluent. I go, I'm not, I'm stupid, but I'm very good at not stopping the conversation to look up a word. I'm just going to like, I think if you can do that, you're fine. Because back when I was like international student, Jordan, I couldn't do that. Like I'd be like, I don't know, I'm talking about like coffee beans and I forgot the word for bean. And I can't be like, nanka, mame, oh, I missed the word, fuck.
Right.
It's hard when you know the word, you know? Nanka. They'll be like, if you don't know it, that would be like,
right.
I'll be like,
the issue with that though is that if someone says like, it's this thing and you go, yeah, that's it. And it's not
and
that
it's
thing,
not it,
then it causes issues down the road.
That's but. True. But for the time being, as long as the conversation's right. like,
as long as everyone agrees that that's what you were talking about, then yeah. I guess you're all on the same page.
I normally
page.
Wait for communal agreement. I'm like, is that it? I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah, it's weird. I think, for me, when you can quote unquote speak a language, I think it's when you can adequately express your feelings on basically any topic.
Oh, that's good. No, I agree. That's really good. No,
right?
No, same.
It doesn't have to be like, you know, like haughty, like, oh, what do you think about the slave trade in wherever, right? Like, it's like, okay.
I heard
like,
David Beckham misses last
well,
free
you
kick.
Know,
do you think he's...
The moral implications of, yeah, you know, yeah, not like, that's like ridiculous. But like, I'm talking like in an everyday situation, if someone's like, hey, what do you think about like, I don't know, this movie?
Yeah.
And your reply has to be something better than, it's good. Or,
it's good.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, oh, this part was good, this part was bad.
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. I think that this is, if you're talking about like a movie or something, I think that the camera work in this part was good because X, Y, and Z, right?
Like
getting a little bit deeper to express what you're talking about. And I have like problems with that sometimes too, because I'm like, oh, I don't understand what I need to actually like express. Or like it's, you're not, when you're able to be eloquent is when I think you can.
I think one of the way I tell jokes in English is I'll tell like very long, rambling, stupid stories, or I'll tell like me and Sean do a lot. We like invent ridiculous scenarios, and then people just jump in. And we've done a lot. Well, me and Sean makes it bullshit. You'll jump in. Jay won't be there free. He'll arrive and be like, "What are we talking about? It's always been this way." He's annoyed. We're having a good time. Those scenarios I fucking love. So I was like, I want to be good enough in Japanese to create those scenarios in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And once I reached that a couple years ago, I was like, I'm good. Like there are times I'll be like having like dumb conversations, like doing the same jokes I'm doing in English, in Japanese, and they're landing the same way. And I'm like, the fluency's here. As long as you have like a goal, I think as long as you reach it, I would say you're fluent. But if your goal is to, I don't know, like if, for example, if that was your goal, I'm going to tell jokes in Japanese and you can do that. But then like someone asks you what's the time and you're like, what the fuck's he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call that fluency, to be fair.
Yeah, but it's a sliding scale, right?
It's a sliding scale.
What one person would think is fluent is like completely different from another person. And it's very hard to distinguish too, because I think most people, if you do like the minimum amount of work to speak their language, regardless of where they're from, they're like, oh, great. Like you're so good at whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you're absolute dog water, like it doesn't matter. Right. So, for you as a speaker, you kind of know where you're at, but like when people are telling you you're so great, it's really weird.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very much about...
Because, you have to question yourself. Like, am I? Like, no. I don't think I am.
Once again, senpai from years ago, best advice, your Japanese is bad, now have fun in Japan.
Yeah.
Your Japanese is bad. Mm. It's bad. Have fun in Japan. Have a good time. Your Japanese is bad. Go and study. I was like, thanks, senpai. Good advice. And it's true. Even to this day, I'm always like, my Japanese is bad. I've got like I'll have like long, hour-long conversations in bars and places with like people I've just met and people on the train, and I go to the like fucking shack show and I'm like doing things fine in Japanese. But even then I'm like, my Japanese is bad. Because like if I start thinking like I'm good in Japanese.
I'm good now?
You're done.
You'll stop.
You'll stop studying. You can't have that. You've got to be constantly working on the language you're studying. And that's kind of true of any language.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
You've got to keep working on it all the time. Because there are times I'll go back to kanji I've never used before and I'm like, oh, not used in a long time. And I'm like, how the fuck do I write that?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to write kusuri a few days ago.
Kusuri?
The easiest kanji.
Yeah. Fun with
grass. It's fun with a little thing on top of it. Yeah, it's fun with grass.
It literally is fun with grass.
It's my favorite kanji.
It's fun with a little grass.
It's fun with a little grass. And I forgot it.
Right.
Because I didn't read it in so long. And I was like, it's fun with something. Was it fun with? I can't remember. Grass.
I guess it's not fun. It's
raku.
easy or relaxed.
Yeah,
or
it's more. It's,
raku is a weird kanji.
It's a daku. It can also mean tanoshi. It's also
daku. Yeah, it depends on how you're using it, but yeah.
But we're getting into the kanji weeds now, that's for sure. Do you want to hear about what happened this week to me?
Sure.
Real quickly. It was fucking hilarious. So I'm at work, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me, dude. So I'm at work, we're hanging out, and I'm working near, I'm not going to dox the company's location. But I'm working in a place where there's a big river, lots of sakura trees there, pretty fucking beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So that explains so many places in Japan. I'm moving into it. So I'm like having lunch, finished lunch, got like a half an hour left. And I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to walk by these sakura trees. It's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk by these trees, hang out a little bit, you know, absorb the wa. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good
Realize
time.
Realize time is impermanent.
Realize time is not permanent. Realize
you will die someday.
I could die at any moment. I've got to spend all my money because I can't take it with me.
Right.
It's a whole thing. Start bidding on Bitcoin. It's wild. So I'm walking down my, sakura. 10 out of 10. Good job. Obachan enters out of nowhere. Full Japanese. She looks at me. She goes, I'll do it in English, but in Japanese, she goes to me, is it your first time seeing sakura, young man? Are you traveling in Japan? Is this your first time seeing sakura? And I go, Bartons, heavens no. I've lived in Japan for 7 years. I've been a member of this country. I've been paying tax here for 7 years now. And she goes, so is it your first time seeing sakura? And I wanted to slap the bitch. Because I just done told her that I've lived in the country for 7 years. And she goes, so is it your first time or not? And I remembered, oh yeah, this is a Japanese old woman. And for those who don't know, Japanese obachan have an agenda with their conversation.
Mm.
They come into the conversation with a script pre-written. And fuck your answers. They're going to finish their script. They don't give it. They're finishing their script. So I was like, no, I've seen them before. She goes, they're really, she's like, yeah, you know, it's the symbol of Japan. And it's like, dude, she's just going on her script. And I'm like, no matter what I said,
I remember back when we were the greatest empire in the Eastern Seaboard.
Yo, Obachan, put that hand down. A little bit too much sig in that hell, my girl. Chill. Like, you guys, listen, if you get caught in an Obachan stun lock, you're fucked. Because they have an agenda. They have a conversation. There's a script they're going to go by. And you cannot skip this dialogue. I'm like furiously tapping X and nothing is happening. She would not let me skip. So I'm like walking with her now. Because I'm like slowly walking. She's just following me being like, you know, there are many types of sakura as well. It's all in Japanese. There are many types of sakura as well, you know. Ume. And she just goes on. She starts thinking.
Ume is not sakura.
Listen, she had a script. David, she had a script.
Okay,
she's got fucking finish. So she just goes on and then she goes.
Plums and cherries, exactly the same.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same difference. She's like, same difference. I'm talking. She goes to me. This is why I knew she had a script and she was going to finish it. Because she goes, you know, so where are you from? And I go, London, England, the UK. And she goes, wonderful country. In my youth, I traveled to America.
Those are not related.
What are we talking about here? Fuck's sake. I'm being held hostage for 20 minutes. I'm trying to get out of here, but I can't because she's now linked to my arm telling me about her time in America. And I'm like, well, I guess it's me for the entirety of the conversation. She's like, you know, and in America, you know, I stayed here and it was great. And, you know, Washington has sakura. And I'm like, why is she still going on about this? What the fuck?
They do have sakura.
I mean, they do. She was like, and we gave it to them. And she's like, I don't know. She goes, we gave it to them. I don't know why we did. after what they did to us in World War II. And I was like, whoa, okay. Wello Ba-chan, I got to go back to the office. And she's like, oh, you work here? And I'm like, once again, 7 years, not a traveler. Right. I live and work in, I live here, I work, I pay tax. My tax is paying your pension. I'm trying to get out of here. So I'm going to love you and leave your Ba-chan. I'm going to get back to the office. So I start walking. She's like, oh, have a good day. I was, if I see you around again, you know, I'll call out to you once again. And I was like, yeah, please do. Bye, 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 bye. And I see, as I leave, I see a lock onto another guy. And I'm like, yo, she's about to hit this guy. And I'm walking. I'm like looking over my shoulder at this old Ba-chan being like, is she really about to start or continue the conversation with this random with a different new person? Guy. She did.
Yeah, there you go.
Straight away. All I hear is, Sakura, and I'm like, she has an agenda. I don't know what it was.
Why? It's, old people got time on their hands.
Old people, especially in my area, like in where I live in Kogane, like they want people to talk to you basically. Mm-hmm. So they'll just be like, they will know me by name. So I get stopped. They'll be like, hey, Jordan. They could be Jordan Sensei still. Not Sensei anymore. Cool. Ah, Jordan Sensei.
See, but that's a status thing.
It is, yeah.
Right?
It is, yeah. Fucking like Jordan Sensei. Ah, what are you doing today? And I'm like, about to run this 10K. Ah, you know, having it in my youth, I was really fast. And I'm like, great. I got to start running. I got an hour to run. My
okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Have a good one, dude. Like, all people have like an agenda, a conversation they want to have. Okay, anyone, just like start talking. Which I don't know. When I have a soft spot for old people. So when old people like stop me and they're like, hey, let's have a conversation about this thing that you probably don't give a shit about. I'm like, fine. We'll have a conversation. But Oba-chan didn't Nihongo Jozu me. So I'm like,
that's good.
I'm like, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
10 out of 10. I'm fine with this. This is okay.
At least she didn't do the cardinal sin.
Nope. She didn't sin. She ignored all my answers. But she did not sin.
She had a conversation with herself.
That's fine. I was a sounding board.
Right.
But I'd rather be a sounding board than be Jozu. You know what I'm saying? So it
was that's okay. Fair.
But it was funny. We went to the office and I was telling everyone. They were like, this happens to you a lot, huh? And I'm like, yeah. Apparently I'm really approachable. I don't know why. Like, leave me alone, dude. But here we are. But yeah, that was probably the funnest reaction of my week.
Yeah, old people are weird.
They're weird, dude. That's just harmless, but weird as fuck, dude, honestly.
But I like old people. Here. Well, most old people. Most old people.
Yeah, most. Some are.
But a croquet from a nice old lady at a butcher shop when I was going on my walk.
Oh, dude, a good butcher shop croquet.
Oh, dude. It was good. Crunchy as fuck, too, which is nice. The outside was just like so well cooked.
Mm.
It was great.
Dude, I love myself a good butcher shop croquet. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to last week. Remember my annoying neighbor from next door?
The one that raps or the emo kid?
The one who rapped. The one that was rapping outside and being... Well, technically he was both. It was very annoying. The one that was like rapping outside and being annoying and shit. So apparently this kid wasn't just annoying me. Apparently he was annoying not only me, the neighbor, the person downstairs, and people in the fucking area. There were complaints from the neighbors next door, from the people across the way, from people five doors down. Because he's walking up and down like the streets singing, like being loud and shit. Mm-hmm. So people are like, who is this fucking guy and why is he being so loud? So apparently, people like, when they heard him like screaming outside, left their houses to follow this guy to see where he lived.
Found
out he lived in my apartment and was like, fuck this guy. We're finding out who this guy is and where the fuck he lives. So they're like calling like Eberu, they're calling like the landlord, calling Eberu and stuff. And the landlord, because we're landlord boys, he messaged me and he's like, hey, we got to get this guy out. We got to get this guy out. Because he's not only causing like problems for like people in the area, he's causing problems for like the building, people in the area. Mm-hmm. He's being a cunt. We got to kick him out.
He didn't burn it down,
but it was close to.
Sure.
Because the kid also smokes.
Yeah.
Very annoying. So they're like, we got to get this guy out. We don't know how to. We have nothing like against him. His contract is still like viable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, this guy's like constantly smoking. And they're like, is he? I'm like, yeah, like on his balcony and like sometimes inside, he's really loud and he like raps outside. And like, we don't have evidence. No one has evidence. And I'm like, oh, I can get you evidence. You want evidence? I'll get you evidence. So whenever he's outside smoking, as one time, he's outside smoking, this is ashtray on his balcony thing on top of his AC.
I, That seems like
that's dangerous.
Well, not only is that dangerous, like your AC is pulling air from outside and you're putting ashes directly on the machine that pulls the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Sure.
Great. Good job.
Yep.
I'm just taking photos of like the after effects of his like smoking and shit, ash everywhere. Going back in again, you know, keeping casual, saying it to the client and stuff. The landlord.
Yeah.
And the housing company. Housing company goes, we think we have enough evidence, but if you could get video of him rapping and being loud outside, we'd appreciate that greatly. And I was like, baby, I already have that. And they're like, what? Why? And I'm like, because a random man that I didn't know is screaming outside my house.
Scream rapping.
The first thing I did was take video. And the video is so crystal clear. I'm going to try to find it. It's like deep in my phone. It's so crystal clear because I think what probably was happening was like Japanese people being like, this guy's being loud. Okay, I'm going to take some video. Secret agent style. And they're like sneaking behind the curtain.
Through the curtain.
Through the window,
whatever.
Through the curtain, through the non-see curtain, bitty. Being like, shh. I was standing on my fucking balcony, beer in hand, dick out, arm fully stretched, following this man with my camera. You see my balcony.
Yeah.
I'm fully inside.
Oh, yeah.
He can see me filming. I'm filming this man walking. The camera is tracing him as I go. At one point, he looks directly at the camera. I say nothing because he's like, he looks at me, he's like, he screams something. Yeah. I say nothing because I don't want to ruin the integrity of this video.
Right.
So I say nothing. I just keep filming, taking some of my beers, watching him go. As soon as there's a frame, back inside my house. And that video went to the client, to the landlord. Yep. Landlord's like, we got him.
We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got him.
And then, like, I go to Seattle, I come back, he's gone.
Oh, shit, really?
He's gone. I come back, there's a little sticker on his apartment envelope letter.
Oh, man, the 4 years, that's like 4 years worth of time.
Bro's gone.
He's gone. He's
gone. They kicked him the fuck out, like, immediately.
Oh.
Just fun. I like that they did when I wasn't there as well. Because in my mind, he knows it was me.
Right.
I'm filming and taking. I'm like, this guy's a menace.
A fucking nuisance. A menace.
A terrible dude. So in my mind, he's like, he's like, oh man, I got the eviction letter. I'm going to say my piece to this Afro guy before I leave. And he's like, knock. And I was like, as soon as he opens this door, he's going to have an earful. I'm just in America. I'm just eating pizza. I'm just chilling in the States.
Right.
He's like, come back day after. He'll be here this time. He can't stay away forever. I'm just in the States. Just eating spaghetti or whatever.
Yeah. Man. So they like got him out in like record time, like record real time. Quick.
Yeah. Like less than a week. Like I sent the video, week passed, went to America, came back. He's gone.
Wow.
He's
okay.
Gone. Because he broke the contract. He breached contract.
Your room is bad and just being a fucking nuisance. I can't imagine is much better.
He kicked him out. It was hilarious. I had a good day. I came back and I noticed as well. I didn't notice until maybe the second day being back.
Yeah.
So I was tired. And I get back and I'm like, oh, he's gone? Because I was like, oh, this cunt's being pretty quiet recently. He's gone.
There you go. That's why. So they haven't replaced him with anyone yet?
Nope.
Hmm.
No one yet. Which is like, I got one new neighbor from the, below me, and then also the apartment upstairs, far end.
Okay.
Neighbor came in. I saw her. She's cool. I like entered the apartment. She was like entering hers, and I was like, oh, evening. And she's like, oh, come on. And I'm like, hey, yeah, I live here. Just so you know, don't freak out if you see a random like foreigner following you back to your apartment. It's me. I live
it's
here.
Just me.
I've lived it the longest. Relax. I was like, I know the landlord, we're boys. If you want to go drink with the landlord, let me know. Da-da-da. And she's like, why are you friends with the landlord? And I'm like, long story, but we're boys. Don't worry about it. If you have any problems, let me know. The creepy weird guy who used to live is gone, so you should be fine. His apartment's really chill. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. She's like, what's the bin code? And I'm like, yeah, no one knows.
Oh, to get in the garbage.
There's a fucking padlock on our bin, and they don't tell anyone what the fucking code is. So she's like, hey, so I've lived for like 5 days now. I'm like, yeah. She's like, what's the bin code? And I'm like, did no one tell you? She's like, no. And I'm like, classic.
Did I ever tell you about like the time when I got fucking like interrogated by an old lady for opening my own mail?
What a bitch.
No, no, no. She was like the nicest lady ever.
Okay.
But like I was doing something that in my mind was perfectly normal because it was my own mail.
Yeah.
But from another person's perspective, it was sus as fuck.
Oh, what are you doing? Dude was gonna screwdriver. I was like jimmying his fucking mail.
Kind of. Yeah, actually. So this is when I first lived in when I was living in Daishi in Kawasaki. I was living on like the fourth floor of like an apartment. I was on the very top floor. Oh,
fuck. Okay, yeah, cool.
And we had like a auto locking gate to the thing. Like it was weird because it was like, you know how like some apartment complexes will have like stairs that go up.
Yeah.
And then the door is just like open. So you can just walk in.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
reason they had like blocked it off. It was like covered kind of like scaffolding is.
Oh shit, yeah.
But there's a door you could get in and through, and it was like a pin code door or whatever, right? But inside you had like a twisty knob to like open your mail.
Oh, whatever, right? This so easy.
So like a
I know what you mean. A combination lock.
They gave me a piece of paper that had the fucking combination on it.
Did you lose it?
I have no idea where the fuck it went.
Those locks are so easy to break.
Oh, yeah.
Universe.
I found that after.
Oh, yeah. Universe, me, all you do is, you pull it and you twist it. You spin it and it will open.
Yeah.
These locks are fucking busted. They're so shit.
Right.
Didn't you?
But I had not checked my, like, because I was like, I can't get it open. Yeah. But, like, I'll just not check my mail, I guess.
So let me in. Yeah.
Right. So,
but the bills, David, the bills.
Yeah, I know. The bills start to pile up when you don't pay them. But so like for me, I'm like, well, I got to get the bills out to at least fucking pay those, like the whatever else I don't care about. Right. So the lady across the street is like, I was just like watering her garden.
Yeah.
And here's me in the front of the mailbox. So I'm not on the inside. I'm on the outside. Opening my mailbox and trying to pull stuff out
from inside,
right? Dude. Which to me is like, I need to get my mail. But of course, someone across the street just like watching a fucking foreigner in someone's mailbox pulling shit out.
No, you're just stealing mail, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
So funny.
And she's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
No, 100%.
She came and asked me. She's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm getting my mail." And she's like, "Are you sure?"
A good point, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, I forgot the combination. And then I showed her that I could open the door to the apartment complex. And she's like, oh, okay. Oh,
okay, fair enough, yeah.
But I was like, after that, I was like, yeah, that seemed pretty fucking suspect. That would seem extremely suspect.
Holy shit. Dave's got a long, like, fishing wire. He's like fishing out people's fucking legs.
Yeah, like, I had, like, it wasn't like tongs or something, but I had something to, like, prop open the flap so I could get my hand as deep in there as
possible.
Dude,
that is so fucking funny. Holy shit, dude.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Especially as a foreigner.
It's so suspicious. Don't just break the lock like a normal person. Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, after a while, I figured I'm like, oh, I can just turn it to 9 and pull real hard and it opens.
Yeah. You can pull it and just keep twisting it and it'll just open.
And it'll click.
Yeah, it'll click and just open. Yeah. Like I forgot my combination lock on my dorm pulse box thingy. Mm-hmm. And I never checked it, but then my thing was, my teacher was like, hey, we sent you a letter. Do you copy it? And I'm like, no. He's like, could you get it? And I was like, I don't know my combination. That's what I can do. Just like, and open it. And then all the other internationals were like, yeah, we don't know our combinations even. I was like, here's the trick, guys. It's out. You just spin it and it'll open. And then you just don't lock it because.
Yep. I just left it on open. Left it
open. Because who fucking cares? Yep. Wiggy, you're going to steal my bills?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go pay them too.
Go for it. Pay them.
Yeah.
Ah, we're going to steal all David's bills. Okay. They'll send more. Famously, listen.
Unfortunately,
these bill companies, they'll send more. They won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like the tax companies, fucking pay your tax. Leave me alone.
No.
No, yuck. No. I don't want to. It's disgusting. Anyway, David, that was my week. It was pretty good. You still talk about AI music, right?
I did, yeah. So I've been like, this is like a complete shift in topic, but I had seen this like generator for AI music. Cause like I've been pretty into like generating just AI art for like fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd heard like, oh, you know, AI music is a thing. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, how good can this actually be?
It's pretty good.
And it's like scarily good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I actually have the thing open here. Do you want to make us, and like the speed at which it makes a song is very fucking impressive. And the nice thing is I can play it on this and it won't get copyrighted because it's completely made up by AI and no one has the rights to it.
Do we have to put in some
We do. Prompts? Okay, so we have to put in we can do a couple things. We can do a song description. Mm-hmm. So that's like what type of song, what's the topic, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. I can do a custom mode where I can put in my own lyrics if I want to do that.
And make a song out of it.
And then enter the musical style and do whatever. But I feel like giving it a description and just kind of letting the robot do its evil bidding is kind of great.
Ooh, description. Yeah. Okay. Let me start. David, make me a song. We'll just pick up on YouTube as well.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck yeah. Let me think. Make me a song. Let's do a really fucking weeby one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I want a song about walking around Akihabara looking for the sturdiest body pillow. I'm really testing this fucking AI, dude. I'm really gonna push it to its fucking limits. What can it make me?
What style?
What style?
What style of song?
Contemporary jazz.
Contemporary jazz. Okay, hang on. A contemporary jazz song.
See, all you guys.
Okay, so here's the song description, and it's gonna give me two different versions.
Fuck off! Fuck off! We have two versions.
So, I've put in the description of a contemporary jazz song about walking around Akihabara looking for the world's sturdiest body pillow. Oh,
fuck, let's go.
So we'll generate and see what happens. I always love that it gives its own title as well. So
it titles the song as well.
The song as well.
I hope it titles something like fucking stiff pillow.
So we'll let it just generate here for like 10 seconds and it should be good.
That's insane. Well, this thing, if we play it out, oh god, no. Wait, is it already done?
The name of the song is Pillow Paradise. The genre, smooth vocal contemporary jazz.
Oh my god. Put that, download that shit, put on the Discord.
Oh my god, yeah. So hang on, I'm gonna turn up my desktop audio so the people in the stream can actually hear it.
Okay.
I don't know how loud this is gonna be, so I'm gonna like take it down a little bit.
As it goes, yeah, okay, go on. It's on stream, right?
I mean, it'll come out of my head.
So okay, good.
So here's the first version.
Go on. Holy shit. Mission to find a pillow that sincere is hilarious. In this electric sea of delight, with every step we take, we're getting closer, just hold me tight. A world of fantasies. Jesus fucking Christ. Anime characters. Anime characters.
Wait. What I seek is solace in the form of a pillow. So like, it's not terrible, right? Like and that took like 10 seconds to generate, right?
Yo, the music industry might be gone.
That's version one.
Go with the second one. That's crazy. That's really good. I'm really curious. Neon lights all around. Version 2 kind of smooth, goddamn.
We'll skip ahead a little bit. But yeah, like I generated that in like 10 seconds.
I'm seeing if it's been picked up on the.
It should be.
I'm making sure. In the form of a pillow so profound. Oh, initially it's cooked, packed. Oh, what is good? Okay, thanks, man. In the land of rising sun. Version 1, definitely better.
Yeah. So put that show on Discord. You can be more specific, right? Like, just go nuts.
Okay, now it's a little too loud.
Sorry, my bad. yeah, just go nuts. Like, give me something else. Like, I think it's extremely funny. Like, obviously, I'll put this in the
Discord.
In the Discord, and please it'll do. Play.
Can you download it? It's like,
yeah, yeah. It's completely downloadable. It is brilliant. It is literally a fucking, what is this, 2 minute song.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, put it in Discord. That's insane. Put it in Discord. No comments. Just put it in there. So yeah. Anyone who's not heard the episode yet is like, the fuck?
All right. Give me another, because I got so many fucking points here. Like, give me another. Like, what genre is good?
City pop.
City pop. Okay. We love city pop. Let's go. Lo-fi, 1980s, Japanese city pop song. Excellent. About...
Dan, you're in the comments as well. Dan, if you want any music generated, now's the time. Let me think. I'm trying to think of something Japanese-y, but also something that's like going to be fun to put in a random city pop song.
Right. And then the crazy thing is like, this is not just in English, right? So I'm putting the prompt in English.
Oh, shit. We've been in Japanese. We're going Japanese?
It'll be in Japanese.
Oh, that's so fucking cool.
Give me a J-pop song about why communism is good. Okay, hang on. Let's go. 1980s Japanese. Hang on. J-pop song about the benefits of communism.
Yeah. About why communism is good.
About... why communism is the best
political system.
Political system. There we go. Okay. So the prompt is a 1980s J-pop song about why communism is the best political system.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll hit create. I can't wait to see what the title is, because those are always the funniest. Pillow Paradise is pretty fucking funny.
I hope it is a very communist song. Is it
Revolution of the Heart?
Oh my god, that's so good!
That's actually fucking good.
So good. Wait, what?
That's actually really good. Oh
wait,
man!
What?
All right, so let's hear.
Revolution of the Heart is such a good title. I'm blown away.
It's a synth pop 1980s J pop song.
Oh, banging! To the Lord. This is so like, you could do the Japanese, like,
yeah.
Fucking hell, dude. So good to hear, David.
Wow.
Do you believe in the power of unity? I do.
I do now.
Wow, bro.
Saluting.
David's got a seal on his cap today as well. Fucking communist.
C for communism.
Communism is fucking go.
And like this.
Through the flag. Won't let it wake up, cocksucker.
And again, like, that's one version.
Play two. Oh, they've gone for the
slow.
The classic slow J-pop. Ooh. America's cooked. America's like, done.
It's
bro, America's done.
Oh, God. It's so, like... I do love there's one that was on like the main page called I Only Ate Three Cheeseburgers, and it's a country song about a guy only eating three. I'll play it right now. I can just have it right here. I only ate
three cheeseburgers. It's fucking funny. Go on. 10 out of 10. It's a banger.
That's already.
That's a country song. Yeah, we're done. Well, I walked in the diner, hungry as can be, ordered up three cheeseburgers. But now everyone's looking at me. I took a seat at the counter, tried to act real cool, but something's got folks whispering like I broke some kind of rule. Bro,
I only ate three cheeseburgers, so why's everybody staring? It's fucking at me? Like,
yo, download that.
put it in the Discord as well. I need that. That's a banger. That's a fucking banger. Put that in the Discord.
But again, like it's funny because you can just make whatever. Like this song is like called Arashi.
Mm.
It's all in Japanese.
Oh shit.
This is basically,
and then the chorus is English.
Oh, there you go. That literally answers Dan's question. Can you mix styles like a Japanese song about something?
Yes.
But some, yeah, of course. Maybe.
But like that's impressive. How good it is for the amount of time it takes to create. Like, I can sit there and like take. As long as I want, I could write all the lyrics myself and be like, oh, play it as a female vocalist, play it as like whatever, right?
I now understand, because I remember was saying before in the chat of Yumi and Jay about how like how good some of the songs created were, but now seeing it like in real time, I now understand. I'm like, this is kind of revolutionarily scary. Like, I get why,
right? Why people are like, this is fucking terrifying.
Because like right now, people are like, oh my god, anime.
Make the funny song about cheeseburgers.
Yeah. But people are like, even now, people are like, oh my god, AI art, it's gonna be the death of us all. Oh my god, Miyazaki hates it. What are we gonna do? Right. No. AI art is the worst it's ever gonna be, and it's pretty bad. You can tell if someone puts AI art in front of me. I can tell. I can always tell.
It's harder now. It's much harder now.
But I can still tell.
Again, it's the worst it's gonna be.
Yeah, I have eyes. I can still tell. I'm like, this is the worst it's gonna be. I can tell it's AI art still. Bang, clocked it. Next art, please. AI music, however, I'm sorry. If you put that in front of me, was like, hey, this is the new Kyari Pyamu Pyamu song.
Right.
I would be like, cool.
I wonder if you can prompt specific artists.
You definitely can. Because there was the whole trend of like making the characters from SpongeBob SquarePants sing. Have you heard this?
Yeah. I have. But I think that's using like vocoded voice samples
to read dialogue.
This is something completely different. Mm. It's like whole cloth creation of music.
Do you think the industry's cooked? I think they're cooked.
I don't know, because it's weird because music creation is there's only so many chords you can play, right?
That's true.
Like an instrument only has so many strings that it only has so many sounds it can make. It's the arrangements of the sounds that are important. But I think at the end of the day, those are finite.
Yeah. I would say for, if you're someone out there making interesting, like, indie-style pop or, like, special, like, you're making something, like, unique and different, you're going to be fine. You're making something that hits the chords of the people, you're going to be fine. But for those making, like, generic shit, I think you're cooked. Because for me, the music is great, but it all sounds very generic. It's, like, the most generic version
of that song.
The genre, yeah, exactly.
There's not... Like, I think, okay, like, if you're looking at the J-pop song that we just played, right? It is J-pop as fuck.
Oh, J-pop as fuck.
Right? But if you compare it to something like Ado, her songs are fucking bangers.
They're good, yeah.
And I don't want to play the song because it'll get claimed instantly.
Which one?
Describe
the people and the person. Do I know them?
Ado?
Oh, the singer? Oh, one of her songs?
Yeah. It's the one that has, like, it's got like this like fucking like steel drum like sound. It goes like,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of the fucking song is.
That one?
Maybe, yeah.
That's good song. Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna find it. But yeah, go. Continue.
But like, it will never generate a song like that.
No,
it
can't.
At the moment. It could.
It could eventually. But not now.
Yeah.
Not right now. I would say that for the base level of artists creating, like, I don't know, like, jump really loud, throw your fucking laser pointers in the air type music, you're kind of cooked. Because what the AI is generating is basically that type of music. And if the AI can do it in, like, 5 seconds, you're done. Think of this way. Remember Hatsune Miku?
Yeah.
This is all it is. It's Vocaloid without the hard work. All they need to do...
Right.
No, yeah, it is.
Kind of, yeah, you're right.
All you need to do is slap on a cutesy character of some sort,
and then have the AI have, okay, make me this type of vocal parameters, and we'll use this parameters for like this computer's new music.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. We got new Hatsune Miku. This one's called Matsume Biku. There we go. Job done. Instead of blue hair, she has purple hair. She's a little bit different. A little bit
goth. It's like... The biggest thing for me, right, is like, I feel like this is a godsend for someone who's like, I need music, background music for YouTube.
That's what I was thinking.
I need background music for a stream.
That's what I want to do.
Right?
Yep.
Because if I just need, there's like literally a toggle to make something instrumental. Okay. So like, okay, let's do it right now.
Because I need music for a video. I'm making music
for a video. Okay.
Okay. I'm making a video currently. It's about what rice.
Rice.
Okay. In Japan, about the Edo period. So give me some kind of Edo period background music.
Let's say a
chill Edo period.
A classic. Like you want like Koto.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because that's the type of,
Classic Japanese folk style song.
Yep.
Using the Koto as the main instrument.
All I need.
Okay, we'll see.
Boom.
We'll see what it produces, right?
Because like this morning I was filming a video.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing a little of editing and I was like, oh, I need background music for this. It's going to fucking suck.
Wow.
Well,
it's called The Whispering Wind. It is a melodic Japanese folk acoustic song. We'll see what it sounds like.
Put it on. That's kind of perfect. I'll take that.
It's maybe a little bit more Chinese than... Japanese,
a little bit.
The instrument is not correct.
It's not correct.
No, this is very Chinese.
Yeah. Get me a shamisen instead.
Sure, yeah.
Let's do a shamisen.
Okay. I spelled instrument wrong, so that might shamisen.
Damn it.
Shamisen. Well, no, not shamisen. Shamisen.
Yeah, give me a shamisen, boy.
I can play the other one.
Let's do one. This is J-pop.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll use the word a classic. I'm going to use traditional.
Use traditional, yeah. Traditional.
This
always.
Is the thing, right? Like, it's like the prompt is the prompt. You have to.
You gotta hone the prompt to get some good prompt going. Give me a nice little. If this works, I'll just download this and use this. My.
The Shadows of Sakura. Like, I have to, like, give it to whatever thing that they've. Put into to make like the titles because they're incredibly
scrap,
on point.
Scrap the whole system and just have this as a titler for songs.
Right.
Because every title is kind of fucking on point.
Yeah.
Like the music hit good. Or miss, the titles on point every time. What was the communism one? The Revolution of the Heart?
Revolution of the Heart.
God, Revolution of the Heart?
That's pretty good.
Bro, fuck me. That's really good. Better.
It's still not shamisen.
Still not shamisen, but better than before.
Yeah. So that's the first one.
At least more Japanese than before.
This just sounds like a guitar.
That's the guitar.
So
sure. The computer does not know what shamisen is. He's like, fuck. He's like, oh.
Again, like.
Fuck's a shamisen.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's. But once again, when it comes to AI stuff, it's the worst it's ever going to be. Honestly,
I'm going to do one more.
Go on.
I'm going to actually put this in. I'm going to make it instrumental.
Mm.
And because it's not entering, the other thing was like, give it a prompt.
Mm.
This just says enter a style of music. So
oh,
I'd be
that's
like,
good.
Traditional Japanese folk music.
I think if this does work as well as they hope it to work. This would be good for like YouTube like creators.
Yeah.
Because like there's nothing more fucking annoying than needing like background music for like videos. Because you have things like, join, pay $20 a month to get to licensed get, like, music on fucking.
Things.
Yeah. It's really annoying because like most of it's just, like, it's just this shit anyway. Like it's just like someone like banging pots and pans together being like, there you go, that's $20 a month.
They're just noodling on a fucking.
No, thing. Yeah. Honestly, like the amount of time I have to type like, what did we type in? I type like royalty free. Japanese music for YouTube videos.
Again, Chinese. Extremely
very Chinese.
So like
very Chinese, yeah.
But I mean, like, hey, if you need to generate Chinese music, and there you go. Joke we'll done. See. We'll see what the second one sounds like. Probably. Yeah. Again, like that's Chinese, like instantly that Chinese. That triggers my brain as Chinese.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But
that's hard though.
I think it's much better at like generating like songs with lyrics.
Yeah, 100%. Well, like nondescript background music is harder to generally just generate out of nowhere because like what makes a song ring that, oh, this is Chinese bell in your head? What makes a song ring that this is Japanese song in your head? We don't know. Well, we know.
Right.
The AI doesn't know. It's an AI. Like it doesn't fucking know. Like it's harder to invoke that understanding in an AI bot.
Right.
Which is probably why like, those nuances are going to get lost a lot of the time.
Can it copy existing music? Like, I want this famous song, but on piano? No. Ooh. And I think that's like explicitly done because they don't want you to just like make MIDI versions of a song on piano. Which, fine. I get it.
It reminds me of, what was that one core? What was it called? Loot core? Is that what it's called?
Loot core.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. Loot core? Is that what it was called? So basically on like TikTok, something went around where, yeah, I think it was loot. It was loot core. You know the instrument, the loot. So what happens is people are taking like popular songs.
Yeah.
And they're just like re-skinning them as like medieval versions, like loot. Or like there was like a medieval version of like, hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but it was like medieval.
Okay,
so it was like dun 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 dun. This was like very like as a guy like building Gundams, listening to like a 3-hour playlist of like medieval songs.
I've just put in a style of music as melodical loot music.
Go on, I love loot music, dude.
So we'll see what it spits out.
Melodical
loot music
is a really good name for an album.
Songs to loot to.
Ah, dude, songs to loot to? Dude, love me not, loot me not? Let's fucking go. That's all I need. I'm in a tavern. We're done.
Right.
We're done. This is it.
I'm about to accept a quest.
Yeah, this is it.
Go kill some goblins.
I'm about to wreck some fucking goblins, bro. Listen, I went to a tavern and this song is playing. I'm about to quest, bro. I'm about to go hard.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Wench, bring me an ale. Shit, dude.
So it's weird that...
Yo, is this Imagine Dragons? Holy shit.
I wonder if I just... I'm like spending all my credits, but I don't give a shit. I got like 50 million.
Just burning through credits.
I'm wondering if I just type in shamisen, like if it will give me...
Oh, yes.
Because I put in melodic lute music.
Yeah.
And it very clearly was a lute.
That's a good lute, yeah. Okay, just type shamisen, see what comes up.
We'll see. But yeah, this has been kind of like a, you know... I want an Evan Bardcore. That's what it is.
Bard, thank you. Who is it? Dan?
No, it's someone else.
The fact that you Bardcore. Fucking knew that is ridiculous.
I want an Evanescence sounding song about how I shit my pants.
Why did you know this, COVID? Yes, Bardcore. Thank you. Fucking
Bardcore
legend.
Is a pretty fucking Bardcore good name. Fucking I'm not gonna sick. Lie.
What? What? The fact that he had it, sees he knew. Bardcore. Okay, wait.
All right, let's see what shamisen.
Go on, go on, go on. Then I'm gonna share what this is.
That's more shamisen.
That's more shamisen. 9 hours.
See, like this is.
That's better.
It's still a little bit Chinese, but it sounds better
than it was before. I typed in Bardcore to Spotify, and it spit out a 9 hour and 40 minute playlist. Way more Japanese.
Yeah, the speed, the sound stuff. I can definitely make a song, Dan, about pooping your pants in the style of Evanescence. What would Evanescence be? Oh, that's gonna get.
It's girls just want to have fun. No,
girls just want to have fun,
but yeah. It's fun music.
It's goofy, right?
It's dumb as fuck. I love it.
What genre is Evanescence?
I don't know what Evanescence is. What's Evanescence?
Wake me up!
Oh!
All I had to say
emo,
was one word.
Emo rock.
Emo rock? Is that what it is?
It's definitely emo rock. Emo rock? Question mark?
What genre is Evanescence?
It's gotta be cut yourself to this beat? I don't know. It's emo.
Alternative metal, gothic, metal rock, hard rock, industrial rock. I guess it would be like...
emo.
Kind of, yeah. I don't know. What kind of genre is it?
Is Evan... okay, look at the fan base. That's what it is.
Melodic metal.
Bullshit. It's I can't even fucking spin that.
Hang on. Since... so, yeah, hang on. A melodic metal song...
Evanescence, generally classified as a gothic alternative metal and hard rock band. Okay. Evanescence has a diverse gothic sound incorporating... no, it's not. It's emo rock.
No, it's not emo rock.
Apparently it's not. What's emo rock then?
Emo is like...
hardcore punk. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Emo is like more like My Chemical Romance. Like They swim in the same pool.
They do.
But they do not touch.
Yeah, they swim in the same pool, but there's like someone has shit in it and no one's going to admit who it is. But I think it's both.
Female lead vocals. A gothic alternative metal song with female lead vocals about the dangers of almost pooping your pants.
I mean, it's important. This is basically a civil service at this stage, dude.
Right, yeah.
Like, you gotta make sure people don't shit their pants.
It's true. I just love that it can just... I can't wait for whatever the fucking title is.
You're just gonna shit some wildness out, honestly. Gone? Title? Title me? Give me the fucking title?
Dark Secrets Unveiled.
Oh... the system doesn't miss. That's such a good fucking... Dark Secrets
title. I go on.
Dark Secrets Unveiled. Such a good title. Are you reading the lyrics? Fuck up spoilers.
The lyrics are so funny.
Go on. Smash that. All these will be on the Discord as soon as the podcast ends. Oh, that's really accurately, Evan.
I love that, like, the lyrics are, like, completely innocuous.
Yeah.
But when you know what the song is actually it's really about, good. It's really funny.
That's really funny. Holy fucking shit.
God. And there's two versions, too. Like, every time it makes two versions. It's not quite as...
the first one's more... okay, a little better at the chorus, yeah.
But, like, it's fucking funny. Like,
the fact that it can spit out two very pretty good songs.
And, like, pretty good songs, and they're different.
Yeah.
But, like, they melodically, like, still make sense. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of wild.
That's really impressive. I mean, man. This might be a whole AI art situation again, mm-hmm. where you have an idea for a song, you use this to get the bass, and mm-hmm. then you build off that.
And then you build off that.
Yeah. I think that might be the move going forward. Like, just little things, like inspiration. I want to make a song about this.
Well, like, you heard the song that I linked that was about, like, dealing with bureaucracy in Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
nice song.
The just how funny it is. Like, I don't know where it's getting the words because, yeah. like, okay, for that song, my prompt was a city pop style song about two guys who live in Japan and can't stop complaining about the bureaucracy of doing anything in the country.
Jeez, fuck. Yeah.
That's my prompt, right?
Good prompt.
But, like, just lines like, konnichiwa bureaucracy, sign here, sign there, sign paperwork sign everywhere,
yeah.
kanji overload, can't decipher what I'm told, waiting in line, wasting precious time.
It's really good.
It's... but, like, even the chorus, like, we're singing the city's news, caught in the bureaucracy, can't break free. Like, it's, like, Dancing to a different groove through the red tape maze, we'll find our way. It's like,
it's great.
Wow.
But where does it, like
where is it pulling from? Yeah,
where is
it from?
Scraping it from? Like, it's very impressive. Like, it's really entertaining. Fuck, dude. I wonder how many years it'll be until, like, there's a lawsuit against this site as well for, like.
Oh, they're coming. They have to be. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's only going to be amount of time.
Yeah.
Before they're just like, oh, I can recreate, like, I don't know, I can recreate Michael Jackson perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can make him say anything I want.
No.
In a song, you know.
Well, there was a thing about it before where basically they were doing the same thing with SpongeBob and the whole cast. They were like creating like redubs of songs, and the industry like got really like through basically the band hammer them was basically like, hey, you need to like stop doing this or we're gonna like sue you in a sense. And I think if we start seeing this more of like music the way we're seeing with art, mm-hmm. you gotta remember like with art, there's no like powerhouse behind it per se. Like, artist gonna artist, you know?
Right.
Like, unless you scrape from something like super popular or like very well known, you're kind of, in a sense, safe. But with music, because it's like so many big industries behind it, you.
Right. There's like ad industries, concerts and stuff, right? And at this point, right? It's. Okay. I keep putting in dance suggestions and I think they're really funny.
Was it? Oh, can I just talk about your Japanese wife divorcing, taking the kids?
Yep.
Dude, that's someone's...
That's someone's real
life, brother. That's someone's real life, brother.
Wow, this is...
In a small town down by the river bend, where we built a life to the bitter end.
Oh no, it's so sad.
She had eyes like cherry blossoms in spring.
I don't think she did.
Now she's gone, took my heart and everything.
Like,
it's really good. No, it's impressive.
We danced on moonlight, love was in.
How, like, how? It blows my mind.
But the season.
How good it is.
It's so very impressive what it is, honestly.
Yeah.
If this is the worst it's gonna be.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
That's pretty fucking good, honestly. That's really good, honestly. Fuck me, dude.
And again, like,
a small town down
two different, like, styles of singers. Yeah. And the crazy thing, too, is it also generates an album cover.
Seriously?
I haven't been showing you the
what
album
the fuck,
covers,
dude?
But it generates an album cover.
Is holding out on me?
God damn. Yeah, like, you can see, like, here, the one about The Land of Broken Dreams is the name of this song. About your Japanese wife divorcing you and taking the children. You can see that it generates a an image.
Yo,
and here's, dude. Like, here's the Evanescence one. You know, good. Here's the one with, like, the shamisen.
That's pretty good.
You know, here's That's the nice. Melodic loop music. So, like, you know, it's...
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Should be better. Oh, the body pit one.
That is a good question. What was that one? Pillow Paradise, and this is what it looks like.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah. The fucking hotel room. The
hotel
background
room,
neon
a neon
lights.
Hotel room,
We
yeah.
should make an album, put on Spotify, just called AI-generated songs about Japan. And just dump.
I think, like, you could make really funny ones.
No, yeah.
Especially the fact that you can put in your own lyrics.
No, yeah, exactly.
I think is really, like, have someone be able to sing your lyrics is pretty fucking funny.
It was good. Especially considering, like, there are a lot of, like, ghostwriters.
Right.
Especially, like, they want to write music, but they don't have the ability or...
To sing, yeah.
Yeah, or the, I don't know, the want to sing. You do a little Hatsune Miku thing, you know? You create a little AI character, and you make that into a big famous artist with your lyrics. Pretty straightforward.
It's neat, too, because, like, you can have, like, you just, like, separate, actually, like, by verse, chorus.
Oh, that's whatever, really good. Right? You could have multiple singers.
Yeah.
On one, you can recreate the fucking various boy bands of the 90s with this. That's I'm not gonna fuck. Oh shit, dude. I think we're cooked.
Yep.
I think the industry is kind of cooked.
I think just the fact that you can make instrumental stuff is so nice.
No, it's good, yeah. I need that.
And I just realized I'm going to have to insert all of these
you are.
Somewhere into the,
the
sound.
You are, yeah. Yeah. In the audio only one?
Yeah, you know what I might do? I might just, like, rip the YouTube audio and then when that sound comes on, just slice it in.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense. Then listen to the entire thing and double editing up.
Yeah,
that's where it makes more sense. Oh, that's fucking sick. I like that a lot. I'm gonna enjoy this. I'm last thing of the day. Been playing a game recently called, I told you about it, Skull.
Skull, yes.
Skull.
I've seen it. Skull.
The game has me pretty badly. It's very good. If you're not playing it, play it. It's free on PlayStation Plus. It's a really good game.
I think I saw it on, I think it was on sale on Steam.
It's free. On PlayStation Plus currently. Why are people messaging me? Fuck me.
Dude. S-K-U-L, right?
S-K-U-L, yeah.
Skull the Hero Slayer.
Yes. David, honestly, really good game.
Oh, it's published by NeoWiz.
I don't know what that is.
NeoWiz, I know NeoWiz because they published Lies of P, the Pinocchio.
Oh, it's really good. Game. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. So I like, very quickly about Skull, last thing of the day. So I saw it was free on PlayStation Plus, and I was like, I don't want to like take more of my memory on like games. I don't know if they exist. I don't know if they're good or not. I was like, do you know what I'll do? I'll look online. What's the score? And it was like 4.something. I was like, okay, fuck, that's pretty high. Okay, let me type in Skull the Hero Slayer playthrough on YouTube and just see what comes up.
Mm.
David, there are like 4-hour videos.
Of like speed runs?
Yeah. No, it's just people playing through the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like 2-hour videos of like some guys being like, hey, you want to pay for this game as this build?
Apparently my friend owns this game.
Excellent. It's a great fucking game. It's like, this is how you do it. This is how you play it. It is fucking fun. I got myself playing it like a few days ago. And I think I played it for like 2 hours and I was like, okay, this is a really good game. So now I'm like, okay, we're going to have to put in like a Gohobi structure with this game where basically you do something you're meant to do and then you can play a run.
Play, yeah. So is it like a roguelike where like if you die,
roguelike,
you start over?
You die, you start over.
Okay. But I assume there's like some progression somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. You die, you start over. But the progression is like you get to a certain, I think act three.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to act three, you save a dude who's in your home base kind of thing,
right?
Okay, and that gives you like a crazy buff that gets you to act three like that, basically, in a sense. But you want to go through all the acts anyway because you want to get like the special gem things they're giving you in order to upgrade characters and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good game, honestly. I cannot recommend it enough. It's from PlayStation Plus. Go get it. This is in a paid sponsorship, which is really, really good, honestly. I'm gonna go home,
there you go,
and edit, and then I'm gonna play the game a little bit, honestly. It's fucking fun.
But yeah. And I'm just kind of hanging out till I go to the movies.
You know what's Dune 2, right?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I've been wanting to watch it for like months.
Damn.
Because when I watched Dune 1, it wasn't out yet. And then
that's right.
I was like, oh, okay, I gotta wait.
Yeah. I rewatched Dune 1 maybe a week or two before it came out in Japan, like Dune 2.
I watched one again.
It's really good.
With Chihiro half a month ago.
It's a good ride.
Yeah, it's great.
You're gonna love Dune 2.
It's gonna blow my eardrums out like fucking Kimetsu no Yaiba.
No, that terrible mixing on that film, honestly.
Fuck that.
Dune 2 is fine. You're gonna be okay.
Screeching in that film.
Yeah, it was awful.
Blew my fucking ears out.
Yeah, terrible.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
To fucking do this the entire fucking movie.
That's horrible. No, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. That's all I wrote. I'm gonna head back home. Got editing to do. Got a couple things I gotta work out. But until then, I wanna call it there, guys. Gonna love, gonna leave you. Have fun watching Dune 2. We're gonna hear about next week. No spoilers, of course. But yeah. See you next week, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.